What's for lunch today? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. All right, welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. And we just heard Benchi Wi Leo with a song called Lunch, Precious Time. Now, we have listeners from all around the world. So some of you may have already had lunch. So, well, you're lucky because I'm hungry right now. And some of you may be looking forward to lunch. And some of you may be having lunch right now. So what's on the menu? Do you remember what your favorite menu was for lunch at school? Did you pack your own lunch? Did your mom pack it for you? Or did you just have school cafeteria lunch? You know what I'm saying? And back then for me, I think lunch was like $1.25. For you guys, you're probably like, that's so cheap. How is it only $1.25? Remember, I went to school like 50 years ago. So, well, what if your school suddenly said no more fatty fried foods and no more sugar? Sounds healthy, but kind of sad. But that's what's happening in England. It is happening in England. School lunches in England are about to get a serious makeover. And for some students, it might feel like the end of an era. Under new government plans, deep fried foods will be banned. Sugary treats will be limited. And those easy grab-and-go favorites, like pizza and sausage rolls, won't be on the menu every day. Instead, more fruit, more veggies, and a lot less sugar spikes. Of course, the goal is simple. Healthier kids. The changes are still under consultation and won't fully take effect until 2027, giving school kids and teachers and everybody at school time to adjust. So for now, the classic school lunch isn't disappearing overnight, but slowly, steadily. Brace yourselves for healthier meals, and maybe it's time to start appreciating fruit a little more. And we have the perfect song for it. This is Hyorin and Kisum with Fruity. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. Time for you to stop doing your work and just work on focusing on us, because we have info that you probably didn't know. No. Okay? Well, I know we just talked about eating healthier and how burgers and pizzas are being taken off lunch menus in schools halfway across the world. But did you know that Korea hosted its very first burger championship? This is exciting news. Yes, it is. And if you think burgers are the furthest thing from traditional Korean food, better think again. The winner of this year's inaugural Korean Burger Championship was a bold new creation inspired by Korea's steaming hot dosot bibimbap. Yes, you heard that right. Move over, classic cheeseburger. Korea just raised the bar. The winning restaurant impressed judges by transforming one of Korea's most iconic dishes into burger form, capturing the textures, flavors, and even the spirit of the sizzling stone bowl between two buns. Now that's what I call innovation. The competition brought together 118 teams from across the country, all competing for a chance to define what a K-burger could look like on the global stage. But in the end, it was that creative fusion Korean tradition that met American comfort food that stole the spotlight. So what does this tell us? Korean cuisine isn't just evolving, it's remixing itself in ways that are bold, unexpected, and apparently very delicious. And honestly, a bibimbap burger, that might be one juicy trend worth trying and biting into. Well, here's a song, or two in fact, for you guys to think about that burger right now. We got Very Very with Juicy Juicy and Kim Woo-suk with Tasty. Your two cents! Now that is right. You guys know we love to hear from you guys. And we're always connected to what you want to, you know, tell us about your crazy stories and your crazy answers and the questions that we have posted. We want it to be creative, not boring, of course. And this is where I get to read out those answers. And of course, you have a chance to win a prize. I'm not going to give a prize to anything boring, guys. No, you know that. So, our Y2C for this week was, which is worse? Reading and ignoring versus ignoring without reading. Okay. Actually, this was last week's, and we're just continuing it because we had so many people write in. Okay. Now, you know, it's the worst feeling in the world. And in Korea, it's called ilchip. When the text is opened, read but ignored. Uh-huh. Or there's the also anikship, when other people, of course, they don't even bother to open the text. You know what I'm saying? They just basically ignore you completely, flat out. So which do you think is worse? You know, I don't like either or. But we're always going to find out what y'all think. What makes you upset more? Which is worse phone etiquette? First one is by Saran Trivs. To be honest, reading and ignoring eShip is usually worse because it feels intentional. The moment someone reads your message, they've acknowledged you and then chosen not to respond. That can come across as dismissive or even disrespectful. But ignoring without reading, anikship, on the other hand, still leaves some benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're busy, didn't see it, or forgot. So emotionally, anikship, I saw you and chose not to reply. Hurts more. A simple I'll reply later would save the day. That is true. But some people just don't do it. Some people just disrespect you like that. Some people just don't like you as a friend. And that hurts. So we have a perfect song for that. It's New Jeans with Hurt. That was New Jeans with Hurt. Now we're going to continue with your answers right now. This one is from Mads Jamoda. Reading and ignoring because they saw it and still chose not to reply. Yes. Yes, they read it. And they're like, you know what? I still don't care. I'm still going to make them wait. I still don't care what they feel. No, that's not a friend. That's messed up. Unless they're just like me, they forget. They write it and like, oh, I forgot what they texted me, or their brain had a brain fart. Some people do that. I do that every once in a while. Now, moving on. Next one is from Ivania Gutierrez. I think what bothers me most when people text me is that they don't say hello. The bare minimum should be hi or how are you? I think that's basic phone etiquette, and I think it's even more awkward or annoying when they see your message and don't reply. In Costa Rica, we say, they, ¿qué no dejaron he visto? Okay, so I'm not really good at speaking Spanish. ¿Qué nos dejaron en visto? Which is ilship. Okay, this message was originally in Spanish, y'all, so we had to translate into English as best as we can, so I hope we said it right. Correctly, so don't get mad if we messed it up. But yeah, that does bother us. You know, hey, what's up? Not, what are you doing this weekend? Not even like a hello. That it's like they don't really care about you. Yeah. Well, we have the perfect song. It kind of connects to these messages right now. First up, we have Love Liz with Hi, 안녕, and Kiss of Life with Nothing. That was Kiss of Life with Nothing. Now, moving on, we have a few more before we announce today's winner. Next one is from at Athma Madassery. It is worse when reading and still ignoring, especially when the red receipts are on. At least the urgent messages we should never ignore. Dear KPC team, hope you receive this message with love. Nice time, everyone. See what I did there? It's one of those things. I read your message, but I didn't reply. Ooh, I'm replying right now. Yeah, it's not fun. It hurts too sometimes because you're like, why are they reading my messages not replying? And I've had that where the worst is where your friend texts you and you literally respond within that minute, right? You're like, oh yeah, I don't have plans this weekend. What are you up to? And nothing back. Like you literally texted them right back and then asked them a question and nothing back. I have a friend. I'm going to call them out because they know they do it all the time. Everyone calls him Antoine. Antoine, you got to stop doing that, dude. And he knows he does it. Wrong. Anyway, last answer for the week is from Sasha S.A. Honestly, eShip is worse for me. At least with anieship, I can think, okay, maybe they're busy. But when someone reads my message and just disappears, my mind starts overthinking like crazy. I had a friend who always read my messages and reply hours later. Antoine, that's it. Like nothing happened. One time I even thought I said something wrong and kept checking the chat. For me, good phone etiquette is simple. If you read it, just send a short reply like I'll reply later or something. That already feels much more respectful. I know, Antoine. Sasha, I know what you mean. You have an Antoine in your life too. Yes, we all do. Hopefully, friends will get better at this and not make us wait for this kind of stuff to happen and annoy us. So these songs will help our boiling hearts calm down. We have Le Sserafim with Crazy and ATs with Answer. All right, that was ATs with Answer. And now it's time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our weekly Y2C is... Ivania Gutierrez! Congratulations! And if you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, your gram handle, or your email, and of course, the date that you've won so we can find you. And remember, you can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Screw your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in a list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you're going to see our playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And with that said, we have two great songs for you guys. First up, Baby Don't Cry with Bittersweet. And we send with Runaway. All right, guys, that's all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. We have a great song taking us out by Ang Mu called 봄 색깔, Spring Colors. Our producer is Chae Dong Guan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.